Minerals and Petroleum Resources Minister Gwede Mandashe delivered the opening address at the 2025 Investing in African Mining Indaba in Cape Town on Monday. He responded to U.S. President Donald Trump's threat that the U.S. federal government would withhold aid funding to South Africa, claiming the government was confiscating land under the Expropriation Act.
The terrible things are happening in South Africa. The leadership is doing some terrible things, horrible things. So that's under investigation right now. We'll make a determination. And until such time as we find out what South Africa is doing, they're taking away land, they're confiscating land, and actually they're doing things that are perhaps far worse than that.
President Ramaphosa has dismissed claims that South Africa received funding from U.S. besides 17% of the HIV and AIDS program, PEPFAR, which Trump halted last week. Mandashe said South Africa could leverage its minerals in a similar manner.
With this standing threat that, yeah, because you passed an exploration act, therefore Trump would hold funding to South Africa. And I said, let's not immobilize Africa. Let's withhold minerals to U.S. That is it. If they don't give us money, let's not give them minerals. But the reality, they take our minerals, but say why we're throwing funding. No, we have minerals in the continent, and therefore we have something that we have. We're not just beggars, but we must just use that endowment for our benefit as a continent. But if, as a continent, we are frightened, we fear everything, we are going to collapse, and will collapse with minerals at our doorstep. So my appeal is that Africa is the world's richest mining jurisdiction. And that issue is an issue that we must internalize as a continent, use it to our advantage.
Reporting for Times Live, I am Bulelani Nonyukela.